Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Such a pleasure to be able to share the Word of God with you. And what a great book we've got before us as we study this book of Jonah. The blessings that are within it are tremendous. And I know the Lord wants to bless us with His presence today. Let's pray to Him and ask Him to be with us as we study. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for Your Word. We bless You. We thank You that You give us Your Word to study so that we might know who You are, that we can become familiar with Your ways, that we can know about Your Son Jesus and Your purpose and intent for relating to mankind. We ask You by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth today, to empower us to live according to that truth, Lord, so that our lives will be a pleasure to You. We long to please You, Lord, and we give You thanks for the opportunity to study Your Word, to learn how. And we thank You for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jonah Fleeing from God's Call. It's taken from the book of Jonah, chapter 1, and verse 3. God Almighty sent His word to Jonah to arise and go to Nineveh. Nineveh was a great city, and their wickedness had come up before God. In chapter 1 and verse 3 of his prophecy, we learn how Jonah responded to God's call by fleeing from Him, where we read, "But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." The verse begins, "But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa." The writer began with the word but, which is a disassociation conjunction that means that what is about to be written takes precedence over what was just stated. Jonah, or dove, rose up, which means arose, stood, aroused, and erected himself to flee or run away, chase, put to flight, shoot and hurry away unto Tarshish, which means yellow jasper, and was a city of the Phoenicians in a distant part of the Mediterranean Sea, from the presence or the face or person of the Lord, which refers to Jehovah or Jehovah, who is the existing one and the proper name of the one true God, and went down or descended, declined, marched, or sunk down to Joppa, which means beautiful, and was a town on the southwest coast of Palestine in the territory of Dan, which became the primary port of Jerusalem during the reign of Solomon. Instead of complying with and answering the commission of God, Jonah ran away from it. The verse continues, "And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it." The writer added, "And he found," which means to attain, secure, acquire, and get a ship or a merchant ship going to Tarshish, which means yellow jasper and was a city of the Phoenicians in the distant part of the Mediterranean Sea. So he paid, or gave, set forth, and put, the fare thereof, or the higher wages, reward, pay, and fee, and went down into it, or had gone down, descended, declined, marched, and sunk down to the boat. After Jonah found the merchant ship going to Tarshish, he paid the fare, and went down into the inside of it. Finally, the word says, to go with them unto Tarshish, from the presence of the Lord. The writer continued with the words to go, or enter, attain to, and be enumerated with them unto Tarshish, or yellow jasper, from the presence or the face or person of the Lord, who is Jehovah or Jehovah, the existing one, and the proper name of the one true God. Jonah desired to flee from the face and presence of God, and as he boarded the ship, he thought he accomplished and fulfilled his desire. When we think through these words, we may think it laughable that Jonah actually thought he could go anywhere where God is not. Jonah had his plan, and he thought if he boarded a merchant ship, he could go as far away from the city of Nineveh as possible. Sometimes we may think we can somehow flee from the presence of God. However, this is impossible. God Almighty is omnipresent, which means everywhere present. And those who think they can go anywhere in this world where He is not are greatly mistaken. Jesus Christ told His disciples, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And we are challenged by the psalmist who wrote, "Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be a light around about me. Yea, the darkness hides not from thee, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you." Let us know that God is everywhere. And should he call us to any particular task, let us not be deceived into believing we could ever hide from him. Next time, we see God send a great wind against Jonah's ship. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.